Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1365. O eternal love, you who enkindle a new life within me, a life of love and of mercy, support me with your grace, so that I may worthily answer your call, so that what you yourself have intended to accomplish in souls through me might indeed be accomplished. My God, I see the radiance of eternal dawn. My whole soul bounds towards you, O Lord. Nothing any longer holds me back. Nothing ties me to earth. Help me, O Lord, to bear the rest of my days with patience. The sacrifice of my love burns incessantly before your majesty, but so silently that only your divine eyes see it. O God, and no other creature is capable of perceiving it. O my Lord, although so many things occupy me, although I have this work at heart, although I desire the triumph of the Church and the salvation of souls, although all the persecutions of your faithful ones affect me, although the fall of each soul is painful to me, yet, above and beyond all this, I still have a profound peace in my soul, which neither triumphs nor desires nor adversities can disturb me, because, for me, you are above all dispensations, my Lord and my God. Eighth day. O my Lord, while calling to mind all your blessings, in the presence of your most sacred heart, I have felt the need to be particularly grateful for so many graces and blessings from God. I want to plunge myself in thanksgiving before the majesty of God, and to continue in this prayer of thanksgiving for 7 days and 7 nights. And although I will outwardly carry out all my duties, my spirit will nonetheless stand continually before the Lord, and all my exercises will be imbued with the spirit of thanksgiving. Each evening I will kneel for half an hour in my cell, alone with the Lord. As often as I shall awake at night, I shall steep myself in a prayer of thanksgiving. In this way, I want to repay, at least in some small way, for the immensity of God's blessings. However, in order to make all this more pleasing in the eyes of God, and to remove the least shadow of doubt from my mind, I went to my spiritual director, Father Andras, and revealed these desires of my soul to him. That is to say, the desire to be steeped in such thanksgiving. I received permission for everything, except that I should not force myself to pray at night, should I awaken. With what great joy I returned to the convent, and on the next day I began this great act of thanksgiving by renewing my vows. My soul became thoroughly immersed in God, and there issued from my whole being but one single flame of gratitude and thanksgiving to God. There were not many words, because God's blessings, like a fierce fire, consumed my soul, and all sufferings and sorrows were like wood thrown into the flames, without which the fire would go out. I called upon all heaven and earth to join me in my act of thanksgiving. The retreat has come to an end, those beautiful days of communing alone with the Lord Jesus. I made this retreat in the way Jesus wanted me to make it, and as he had told me to on the first day of the retreat, that is, in the deepest peace, I meditated on God's blessings. I have never made a retreat like this before. My soul was more profoundly strengthened by this peace than it would have been by any tremors or emotions. In the rays of love, I saw everything as it really is. Coming out of this retreat, I feel thoroughly transformed by God's love. O Lord, deify my actions so that they may merit eternity. Although my weakness is great, I trust in the power of your grace, which will sustain me." It seems that during her last annual retreat, St. Faustina was truly born again, almost set free from the bonds of earth. She is beginning to live the heavenly life of a saint here on earth. She prays to be able to accomplish what God wants of her and to bear the rest of her earthly life with patience while she longs for heaven. St. Faustina writes of the peace which remains in her heart despite all of the things that she must accomplish. At the end of the retreat, Faustina writes of being grateful for all of the graces received. She promises to pray for 7 days and 7 nights in thanksgiving for God's gifts. "We will spend eternity thanking God for all that He has given us." Faustina wants to begin this time of thanksgiving here on earth. Father Andras, her spiritual director, gave her permission to offer such a thanksgiving to the Lord, but he didn't want her to force herself to stay awake at night to pray if she should awaken. She began her thanksgiving the day after returning to the convent by renewing her vows. She immersed herself in God. She became like a burning flame of love for God. She asked all of heaven and earth to join in her thanksgiving. St. Faustina lived her retreat in profound peace. It was unlike any other retreat that she had taken. God revealed to her how things really are through the rays of love. Faustina prays that her actions would become godlike, deified. She desires eternity while knowing her weaknesses.